Noah, what's your understanding, given that you're on Vancouver Island and you weren't there, what's your understanding of what happened yesterday?
My best understanding is that in the morning, somewhere approximately 40 or more RCMP officers with the Community Incident Response Group, the CIRG, or CIRG, those RCMP officers came to camp and read the injunction, and then shortly after arrested a number of people. The clearest number I have is 17. It could be more than that, but I believe it's 17 people. And that included a number of individuals who weren't intending to get arrested and had moved to the side of the roadway or were identified themselves as legal observers. There was a couple people in what are called hard blocks, which are kind of like devices, in this case, attached to the road. So there were a couple people that were intending to get arrested in those. But then there was a number of other people who were community members or just camp residents that were also arrested. And essentially, it seems like over the course of a few hours, the RCMP cleared the camp. And then shortly after, individuals associated with Cooper Creek Cedar, the logging company that has tenure for Agenda Face area, they moved to dismantle the camp. And I've heard also that they might have even been doing that while RCMP was there. And that's contentious because by what I'm told is that the camp was on private land and that they're not aware of a request from the landowner to tell them to leave. But it seems, as far as I know, the camp has been cleared for the moment, although none of the arrestees were given no-go, so they can all return to the area.
And I was going to ask, why couldn't people protest from the side of the road? What in the injunction said that they couldn't do that?
There's nothing in the injunction that prohibits protesting from the side of the road. It's an old injunction. It's I believe it's a 2019 injunction, and it prohibits blocking traffic on a roadway, and it also prohibits interfering with Cooper Creek staff or subcontractors as they're going about their business. It in no way prohibits standing on the side of the roadway. You know, there's no sort of a prohibition against being there. So and I wasn't there and I haven't really seen much media from it, but what I've been told consistently is that people appear to have been arrested who weren't breaching the injunction. And it's concerning for a couple of reasons, because the CIRG or the CIRG is a unit of police officers that was, it's created, I believe in 2017 to police anti-pipeline movements, and has kind of crept into essentially seeming to be a civil disobedience kind of like strike force for the RCMP. And there's been recent instances at Ferry Creek and with Sowetan territory this winter and previous years where they seem to be arresting people for breach of the injunction, but then without strong legal basis. And those charges are often dropped. You know, no one's actually been convicted of breach of the injunction, to my knowledge, on Wet'suwet'en territory. Even there's been raids there for several years in a row. And at Ferry Creek, there is over 1,000 people arrested, and there's only maybe a third of those that proceed on charges. So it's sort of seems like they've got a track record of trying to destroy camps and clear people out and kind of worry about the legal basis later. And at least from kind of preliminarily, that's what it's looking like happened at the Agenda Face camp.
My understanding too is that this injunction is from 2019, but can you just spell out what is the legal basis for the RCMP to be present at this protest and to arrest those people?
Yeah, they're basically there because the company has contacted them and said there's people breaching this injunction. Can you enforce the injunction and arrest people?
Why are injunctions being used by companies to clear protests from resource development projects?
It's because there is people that are essentially opposing them, prohibiting them from working. because there's deep community divisions around a lot of resource extraction right now, a lot of forestry as well right now, specifically logging, old growth logging. So then the company gets an injunction from the court, which says that it's illegal to sort of disrupt their operations. And then that injunction kind of creates its own offense, similar to a criminal code offense, but localized to that specific area to protect the industrial activities. And then, you know, when that is happening, it's the police that police are called in. I mean, it could go the other way, where the company could, you know, surveil people and then take evidence and then charge them with contempt without the police being involved. But it does, I guess it this is sort of how it happens. And there's a long, maybe sort of boring over, you know, kind of history of civil disobedience in BC. And that's just sort of how it's developed. And so, excuse me, this actually does have an enforcement clause in the order. So this order, you know, it just authorizes RCMP to arrest under it. And that's, you know, it's not necessary to have an enforcement clause, but police like it.
What do you think about the fact that it is a logging company going to the court and asking for an injunction so that they can go and log in an area that maybe locals and First Nations don't want them to? So this isn't coming from the province or any level of government, it's the company. Is that a newer development or is that something that's been happening in British Columbia for a long time? And what do you think about it?
It has been happening for a long time. And you know, growing up in the West Coast in the 80s and 90s, there was a lot of protest, and it followed a really similar kind of course of action in some ways. If there was opposition to logging, then an injunction would be sought and enforcement. And one thing that's changed is I used to see the photos of, you know, hundreds of people there at a protest site, and the police would just come and arrest those people who refused to get off the road. But there's this move now to kind of try to like crush camps by the police. So they'll go in and just kind of arrest everyone. And then in this case, it appears they at least allowed or stood by while the camp was being dismantled, the kitchen structures. So, you know, that's problematic that they're going beyond the terms of the injunction. But I think it's all the kind of deeper thing is that the court is sort of steps in to arbitrate kind of a solution to what's a broader social issue, is that there's a lot of dispute over old growth logging in this case. And, you know, like the Argenta Face Forest, there's a lot of old growth large trees, which really aren't that common. And it's kind of a way to sort of short circuit the debates that are happening in society and allow for the resource extraction to continue. I mean, there is a government permit for this logging, so it has been permitted, but there's not very much community consultation that happens before the permit is issued. And also their government has, you know, there's some people say there's like 2.7% of old growth left, and there's government, despite announcements, is still permitting the logging of that. So there's a lot of opposition to that. And then, you know, what ends up happening is people get arrested rather than there's a more fulsome conversation.